This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Ooh, kind of miss you guys. Kind of miss you guys. I was away for a little bit, and then I came back, and then I had a faculty retreat to go on. Many of you guys know that I'm now a faculty. I'm an assistant professor at Toro University, which is phenomenal, which is so much fun. And this is the first faculty retreat. Now, when I first heard faculty retreat, I thought of what you guys are probably thinking of. You know, when your companies have you guys go to a foreign place, not foreign out of like foreign country, but someplace off site. And you do bonding, okay? I thought we were going to camp, you know, so I had tents and extra toilet paper and things like that. But no, it wasn't that. No camping, thank God. Because I'm not very good at camping because, again, I need a bathroom. You know, I mean, I could sleep anywhere as long as I have my pillow and, you know, my blankie and stuff, maybe some Ambien. But I really need my own toilet. And that's toilet paper and I, you know, a schedule. So luckily we didn't have to go camping, okay? And, you know, for these retreats, it's supposed to be, you know, a time where you have a chance to discuss, not in the hustle and bustle of work mode, you know, which makes sense. I mean, I wonder how we would do that with a radio retreat, if GCN did a radio retreat, because, I mean, you know, we're all on air at different times, so it's difficult to get us all together, but I don't think anybody wants a bunch of radio folk, you know, going on a retreat because nobody would get a word in edgewise. And I have to tell you, for my first retreat, it went awesome, except for one thing, okay? And that one thing, and I don't know how I'm going to get over it, is I made a joke that I think bombed. And, and it's rare that I do that, okay? Because usually most of the stuff I say gets some comment, okay? I mean, either a laugh or a, oh, come on, you know, that kind of thing, okay? But I get some comment. I made a funny that I think it bombed. And it was right out the door. Okay, so basically, at these retreats, usually there's, you know, team building type things, but this luckily we had so much to talk about that we didn't have to do a lot of quote unquote team building. Even though I ended up really getting close with a lot of, not too close, don't worry, but I mean I got close with a lot of my colleagues, so it was so good in that respect. But one of the team building activities was, okay, the dean, love the dean to death. He's a great guy. He's a great guy, okay? But I think I kicked him off. He goes, guys, what I want you to do is tell me what your first car was, okay, and something interesting about it. And this was really interesting, okay? So people were like, you know, I don't know, 68, I don't know, Mustang, 72 this, coupe, whatever, okay? So people were standing up going, hi, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and my first car was, you know, well, my first car was. So I decided, while everybody was talking about the past and their first car, when it was my turn, it was, hi, you know, I'm Dr. Dolly Wax, and my first time in a car was with a boy named Dirk. Come on, that's funny. Okay, that's funny. And then I go, which you guys have heard this joke before, I don't remember much about my first time, but my 12th birthday party the next day was awesome. Okay, and then I sat down and gave the microphone to somebody else talking about the car. Now, I thought that was funny. Okay, you know, your first time in a car when nobody was talking about that? No reaction. And some people got it after, you know, but because I think they were like, car, whatever. And I might have just, nobody expected it. And so I, you know, if anybody asked me, how did the retreat go? even though the remaining 2 days, because, I mean, this was, like, right out the bat, the remaining 2 days went well, I've never been in a position like that where I make a joke that I think should have been a home run, and it was a bunt. And so I don't know. I really don't know where to go from here with my stand-up career, because my stand-up career is starting to blossom. I mean, I am about to pubertize, go into puberty with my stand-up career. And I'm like, oh, that was fun. I get my first car, my first time in a car with Dirk. I thought it was hilarious. And am I losing it? I'm not losing it mentally. No. Am I losing it from a comedic standpoint? Okay? Should I have changed the name Dirk? You know, I mean, I think Dirk is a great, you know, when you do stand-up or when you do any sort of comedy, or even if you aren't planning it, you need to have the element of surprise. Okay? Okay? People have to be not expecting it. If you're building up and building up and building up, it's got to be good. So you need to sit there and one rule that you do when you perform is you start talking about something completely off the wall or completely on one subject, and then you throw something in there that's funny, and the surprise of it gives a laugh. I mean, you really have to know, physiology. You got to understand the phrenic nerve and the vagus nerve and all those. There's a lot of medicine. Stand-up comedians are pretty good doctors, which is why Chow from Hangover did so well, because he totally understood the gag reflex. Okay, I mean, these are things you just have to know. Okay, anyway, and so I'm not fired. You don't think I'm gonna get fired, do you? I mean, it was just one joke, and then I kept my mouth shut the whole time. I mean, you know, you learn your lesson. Okay, you lay low. Okay, I did a lot of laying low. You know, for the rest, you know, because that's what he's supposed to do. All right, this was out of my wheelhouse. What do you call it, a wheelhouse or wheel horse? Yeah, this is beyond what I know, you know, how to do. This is okay, But anyway, but it was good. Yes, I did learn something. We did learn something. But one day I'll teach you guys stand up and all the amazing stuff that has to happen in order for you to make a funny. And I promise you guys will be able to tell a funnier joke. Because you guys like doing that. You know, what gets the babe? What gets the babes? Right? The fact that you made her laugh. You know, there was this one kid in my class. He was not the best looking, okay, by any means. But he always got the babes. And I remember my friends would be sitting there looking at the bar going, look at that, he is surrounded by women. Why? Because he's funny. So it's very, very important. Okay, but not that I don't need to be surrounded by babes. I mean, I'm working. Okay. Anyway. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account.
account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-726-5635 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-726-5635. That's 800-726-5635. 800-726-5635.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently in the news, and we're going to try to get to all these stories, they say smoking cannabis. Okay? They're not going to say smoking pot. They're going to say smoking cannabis, okay? Because we're now trying to extract out the cannabis from the marijuana plant extract out the THC, the psychedelic part, so that we could promote cannabis in the medical setting. Well, there's a study that has come out saying that cannabis alters our DNA and could possibly cause cancer. So if smoking marijuana causes cancer. We need to know about this. We need to know about how much. And we need to jump on this immediately because we are having an epidemic of people going to pot once it became legal. People seem to think that just because something's legal, it's healthy. And, you know, there's a lot of things out there that are legal, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. It's legal to have unprotected sex, but that doesn't mean it's healthy. Doctors say the late BMX legend Dave Mirra did have CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, very similar to what football players have after multiple concussions. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a pediatric group that is now recommending that every school has one school nurse full-time. I know. I thought all schools did this. I thought this was a given. So they're recommending at least one full-time nurse per school. And Millennials. More millennials live at home with their parents than they do having a partner. And, this is a whole different ball of wax now from an economy standpoint, from a preparing the next generation standpoint. It's interesting. So, you know, when I was my son's age, okay, I could not wait to leave the house. Okay. I was ready to bolt. And, I did not like my parents. I did not like living at home. It was so restrictive. And, and we've talked about some of the restrictions that I had. And I, you know, some of you could say no big deal. And some of you could be like, are you kidding me? So, we had a rape in the family, multiple rapes in the family. And so my hair always had to be short. I always had to wear pants. I had to look, I was really under feminized, no makeup, wasn't allowed to shave my legs, nothing. It was, you're going to look as hideous as possible so nobody wants to rape you, which was kind of stupid because rape isn't an act of, oh, this person is good looking. It's an act of violence, and violence happens to anybody, men, women, kids, etc. But that's just the way my parents, you know, and I understand being shocked and going through the trauma of something like that in the family. When I became an adult, I could understand how that was the only way they thought they could protect us, among other sorts of protections. So I couldn't wait. And then finally I would sneak. Oh, absolutely. I shaved my legs at school. I wore shorts at school. I figured out what to do with my hair, and I was able to navigate through high school as much as I could. And so, luckily I did. And then, you know, I was ready to move out when I was 17 and 364 over 365 days old. And so, but, you know, it's interesting because nowadays, you know, I notice these kids, maybe they want to go off to college or maybe they want to, spread their wings, but you're not seeing the same drive as, we did. And so, like, I'm knowing that, I'm seeing that with my son. I mean, my son would like to go away to college, but, you know, he really likes UNLV. And, you know, I went to UNLV, my husband went to UNLV, and, he likes it. And so, yeah, he wants to get his own place, but I'm not seeing him with the same fervor scratching at the door like I did. Now, maybe it's because I think I'm a way cooler parent than my parents were. Okay, I think I'm way, way cool. I listen to the music he listens to. Okay, I know how to rap. I look like I'm 16 years old. Well, I feel like I look like I'm 16. So I think I'm way cool. All right. But, maybe it's just, maybe people are scared. Maybe these kids are scared. But look, you know, it's going to cost too much money. I don't want to be poor. I don't want to eat top ramen every day. I don't want to spend 10 cents a ramen. I don't, or maybe it's the hassle. You know, when I wanted to move out, okay, it was like, okay, you know, I am out of here. Okay, well, you know, who's paying the water bill? All right, who's navigating the landlord? Who's, do you have a car? Do you have a vehicle? All right, how are you getting around? How are you, it's a lot of work. And I noticed my older boy watch me and my husband. And, He's like, that you guys do a lot. And this isn't even our job. These are just things you have to do. Like my son, he's out of school. School ended for him last week. And he wants to eat. And I'm like, well, there's cereal. You know, go have cereal and there's some fruit or whatever. He's like, no. I need money because I may go out with my friends. And I go, well, are you going to work for that money? I mean, what are you going to do when you move out and you want money to go out? Well, I got to go out. I want to go out to breakfast after we work out. So how much money do you think I'm going to need? Well, it depends. If you get a 99-cent, sausage McMuffin, maybe, $1.05. But if you're going to be going to a restaurant, take a 20. I mean, I need to teach him some lessons. And trust me, I'm going to put that boy to work this summer. But, I don't think these kids know. And I think one thing we need to do in our schools is let them manage an apartment one day. All right, guys. Okay, I mean, who's gonna clean it? Well, my roommate will. Okay, well, what if you're living alone? Okay, did you clean the apartment? Did you pay the phone bill? Did you set up your power? Did you set up the gas? Did you set up the, these are just things that you would think would be common sense and easy. Okay, but you need to do this all the while you're going to school. Some schools will have you walk around with an egg and you need to take care of that egg and not let it break, right? And so many people just shove the egg on top of a dresser somewhere or on top of a closet for the weekend and don't look at it. And no, you're supposed to take care of it. This is what I think we need to do. Anyway, according to this study, they say this is the first time in modern history young adults age 18 to 34 are more likely to live with a parent than with a romantic partner. Millennials have been slower than previous generations to marry and set up their own households. And 32.1% lived with mommy or daddy, compared to 31.6% who lived with a spouse or partner. Now, the age is, again, 18 to 34. According to Richard Fry, the Pew economist who wrote the report, the real seismic change is that we have so many fewer young adults partnering, either marrying or cohabitating. In 1960, that silent generation left home earlier than any generation before or after because they married so young. But in recent decades, fewer people have been getting married, and those who do are marrying at older ages. In 1960, the median age for first marriage for a woman was 20 years old, and for men, 22. Now, 1 in 10 people over 25 have not gotten married. And the median ages for getting married is 27 to 29. I was 26 when I was married. And I thought I was old, but I was in medical school and everybody said, you know what, it's par for the course. You're a medical student. No one's going to want to marry you. You smell of, cadaver, formaldehyde, and, you look like you do. LASIK is now, becoming big. So people can see what you look like. They're not going to want to marry you. So I didn't get married until I was 26. 1 in 5 adults over 25 have never been married. In a 2014 study, Pew predicted that a quarter of this generation of young adults might never marry. Okay, but then the question still lies. Okay, well, then if you're not married, why aren't you living alone in an apartment? Why don't you have your, bachelor pad? Where's your crib? Now, in 1880, romantic coupling was the most common living arrangement for young adults. Yeah, of course. I mean, and you weren't supposed to marry out of wedlock or live together out of wedlock. So, people got married. They got hooked up. Now that's not what people want. We also have growing rates of single parenthood. 14% of young adults, which is triple from 1960, had their own households. Some may have roommates or boarders. They live alone or they live with their young children. But single parents are on the rise. They say here, young men have consistently been more likely to live with their parents than young women have. Now, I mean, I love my son, and I want to spend as much time with him. But I tell you, man, by the time he's 34, I'm going to be kicking his butt. 34 years old? 1-877-DOC-TALLY. We'll talk about marijuana and cancer. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so many of you guys are really loving the noobs, or the, what do you call it, the roaches, the weed, the hash. I don't know. There's all these words for it. I was never a pot smoker, so I'm not cool. Okay, I like to pretend I'm cool. I like to let my kids think that I was, you know, the coolest in high school, but you guys all know I wasn't, okay? And so, you know, when it comes to marijuana, I'm very naive about it. And I think our naivety has been a problem in that I think cannabis could provide many medicinal advantages for patients. And I came to that realization once my patients started to feel a lot more comfortable talking to me about their marijuana use. And once society started to accept marijuana use as not being so taboo, patients would tell me, because I'm like, I don't understand your secret. I mean, you know, you've been in 5 car accidents. You've never asked me once for a pain pill. And they go, it's because I smoke pot every night. Like, you've never told me that before. Like, well, I didn't think I could, but I guess now I can't get in trouble. And so all these patients who I thought were, didn't have blood pressure issues or anxiety issues or pain issues, you know, and just made me scratch my head on how are you doing it, come to find out, marijuana, marijuana, marijuana. So I have been very excited and optimistic about what we would find in terms of the medicine chest and in terms of what, cannabis's medical applications could be. However, I caution you, and I caution other, you know, medical professionals, to not let the pendulum swing the other way, where all the things that concerned us about marijuana get thrown out the window. Now, prior to our newer way of thinking, okay? Remember, Sanjay Gupta from CNN, same thing. He didn't like it, and then he liked it. I mean, we've all done the switcheroo. It happens because, you know, we're learning more and more about it. We're like, ah. But if we go back a couple years, even, okay, and somebody asked me, I could probably look up an old show, all right, what do I think about marijuana, all right, and what would be my concerns? One of the biggest things I would think is we don't know if it causes cancer. All right, so back then I was like, why are you putting something into your system that could alter your DNA? You have no idea what it could do. You're having it so close to your lung linings, and we know that lung cancer happens very vulnerably and very easily because the lung linings are so delicate that if somebody who smokes even one cigarette could technically start to have cells that change. So one big concern I would have would be the cancer properties of marijuana. Nobody studied it, so why smoke it? Of course, also concerns of losing memory, losing cognition, other sorts of lung diseases. So those haven't gone away, people. All right, just because marijuana is legal in Colorado and we have multiple states allowing medicinal use of marijuana doesn't mean the concerns that we had about marijuana are completely gone all of a sudden. All right? It could still be, you know, somebody will say, well, look, my child has recalcitrant seizures and resistant to other medications. I want to give them marijuana, and when I do, the marijuana helps. Okay, and we all applaud that. There was I believe there was a case, and now they're studying, you know, marijuana with seizures. That's wonderful. I mean, seizures can kill. So if marijuana works for this child, that's wonderful. Okay, but that doesn't mean there's still not the risk of cancer. There's still not the risk of memory loss and cognition issues. Okay, that doesn't go away just because it seems to help. Just like, you know, these proton pump inhibitor medications for stomach acid, these things are a godsend. If they could prevent esophageal cancer and gastric cancer in people with ongoing reflux disease, the Nexium, Prevacid, Protonic, these medications, then I'm all for it. But that doesn't negate the fact that they could still damage the kidneys. They could still damage your bones. So, you know, these are things we have to always, you know, consider. So in this study, okay, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, 22 million people in the U.S. have used marijuana in the past month. And studies have suggested that the drug is obviously increasing significantly. And the study authors, Albert Stewart Rees and Gary Hulse, both of the School of Psychiatry and Clinical Sciences at the University of Western Australia, note that previous research has suggested a link between cannabis use and the increased risk of severe illnesses. But the mechanisms underlying the association were unclear. So they wanted to look at this. So they investigated it further, and the team conducted an in-depth analysis of previous studies and literary material assessing the effect of cannabis on cells, and they published their findings in Mutation Research, Fundamental and Molecular Mechanisms of Mutagenesis, for those of you who want a really good bathroom read, okay? These things are awesome, because, you know, when you're sitting on the pod, you could have a good 20 minutes of reading time, so get Mutation Research, Fundamental and Molecular Mechanisms of Mutagenesis, okay? Now, here's the meat of it, okay? They found that the chemical properties of cannabis, including the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the active ingredient, interacts with and alters your DNA. This can lead to gene mutations that increase risk of disease. And these gene mutations can be passed on to your kids. According to Dr. Reese, they say with cannabis use increasing globally in recent years, this has a concerning impact for the population. The researchers point out that even if a user does not develop an illness as a result of such mutations, this damage, like I just said, can be passed on to their children and even their grandchildren. So if a mother has never used cannabis in her life, the mutations passed on by dad's sperm can cause serious and fatal illnesses in their kids. We're talking pot. Could possibly cause your child to have an illness from DNA that mutated. The parents may not realize they are carrying these mutations, which can be dormant and may only affect generations down the track, which is the most alarming aspect. This is one of the scariest studies now I've seen on marijuana. Dr. Reese explains that when cannabis chemicals alter a person's DNA, this can slow the growth of cells. This may have severe consequences for fetal growth, causing underdeveloped organs and limbs, could also spur childhood cancer. Thank God, Corey, my husband didn't smoke pot, and I didn't smoke pot. Because when you think about this, you're like, oh, my baby. Babies. The worst cancers are reported in the first few years of life in children exposed in utero to cannabis effects. But remember, this isn't just a mom smoking pot. We are talking about parental use prior to even thinking about starting a family. The authors conclude that their findings may have important implication for researchers, healthcare professionals, and policymakers when it comes to regulating cannabis use, and there should be focus on protecting individuals who are most vulnerable to the negative health implications of the drug. So, okay, what do you do with this? What does this mean? Well, it means the more we learn, the more we may not want to know. Okay, we really have a trend these days, okay, of marijuana being good. Marijuana being, this is exciting. This is, you know, we're hearing all these anecdotal cases of marijuana helping, and it probably does. There's probably some major medicinal applications, some very positive things that could come from adding marijuana to a medical regimen. But it doesn't mean it's completely free of bad stuff. And if this is true, what they now need to do is look at kids who have these, you know, who died of brain tumors or died of illnesses that shouldn't have really been running in the family and find out about the marijuana use of mom and dad. Now, I don't know, the problem with that is, you know, it's very subjective. You're hoping the person admits to it. But, and, you know, some people may not want it because they may not want to think that they were the cause, because it's still hard to prove. But that's one way to look back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we're talking about coffee shortages and chocolate shortages. Well, I guess we may have a shortage of Coca-Cola. Venezuela has halted production of Coca-Cola due to a lack of sugar. They say this is the latest sweeping measure to hit the Latin American country amid a crippling recession and the world's highest inflation due to plummeting oil prices. Electricity, medical supplies, toilet paper, and food are just a few of the crucial items now being rationed. And so is Coca-Cola. I guess Coca-Cola Light and other zero-sugar beverages will still be available. I guess they have Coca-Cola Light, whereas we have Diet Coke. Sugarcane production has declined dramatically in Venezuela over the past few years due to a number of factors, including price controls, rising production costs, lack of fertilizer, and lack of foreign exchange. The country is expected to produce 430,000 tons in 2016 to 2017, down from 450,000 tons in the previous year. I know, you're thinking, so what's 20,000 tons? I guess it's 20,000 tons. I guess that's a lot of sugar. But to cater for the number of products that rely on sugar, the industry, the cater to, I'm not sure how that should be said, the industry will also have to import 850,000 tons of raw and refined sugar. Sugar suppliers in Venezuela have informed us that they will temporarily cease operations due to a lack of raw materials. This is Coca-Cola spokeswoman. We are engaging with suppliers, government authorities, and our associates to take the necessary actions for a prompt solution. See, when I go to the store, I don't think about any of this. Like, there's Coca-Cola. All right? There's Pepsi. There's Soda Pop. I mean, this is why, yeah, you just don't want to look at the business side of these things, okay? And if they can't get sugar, it trickles down all the way to us. I stopped buying Soda Pop. I have a little bit of Coca-Cola in the house just for, you know, if I ever get nauseous or for tummy emergencies, I call them, where, you know, where you feel like we're about to puke and sometimes a little bit of Coca-Cola helps. But we really don't buy soda. And I got to tell you, one thing that did stop us from buying soda wasn't so much the weight issue, was it got expensive. You used to be able to get a 2-liter bottle for 49 cents. Then, you know, later it went up to 99 cents. But now it's like $1.49 or $1.99 a bottle. I mean, it's doubling and tripling the price. So Soda Pop prices have been going up since I've seen. I mean, that's no surprise here. And for many of you going, well, you know, Dolly, you're a doctor, so you should be telling us this is a good thing. Look, you know, let's say we can't stand Brussels sprouts and there's a listeria outbreak, let's say, okay, hypothetically, of Brussels sprouts. You don't get happy with that, okay? You don't want a listeria outbreak. Okay? It doesn't matter if you can't stand Brussels sprouts, okay? This is something you just don't want. You don't want economic disasters. You don't want shortages. You just don't want that kind of stuff. Okay? We want things to be even keel. We want there to be appropriate supply and demand and, you know, little hills and valleys with the economy. But the last thing we need is anything drastic like a production halting of one of the biggest products out there. That's and it's a sign that Venezuela is in a lot of trouble. Okay? I mean, the day we have to halt production of chocolate, I don't know if we produce chocolate in America. I mean, I know we probably import the raw materials and then we have chocolate factories here. But the day that has to happen, you know, that's going to be a very serious day of the economy. So, they say Coca-Cola is not the first international firm to be hit by Venezuelan cutbacks. Ford, Kraft, Heinz, Procter & Gamble, Clorox. I didn't know there's sugar in Clorox. No, it's probably something else. They have slowed or suspended production in the country. And this comes as no surprise as the country flounders in an economic crisis. The government is prioritizing international debt over commercial debt. They say President Nicolas Maduro has made almost no changes to the country's economic policies since assuming office 2 years ago before the crisis hit. But the country fell victim to recessions as it relied overwhelmingly on oil. And oil accounts for 95% of the country's foreign exchange earnings. The economy shrank 5.7% last year after a sudden drop of oil prices, and inflation has now climbed 500%. Then, you know, I mean, I'm watching. I don't know about you guys, but I'm watching what's happening in these other countries. I'm watching what's going on in Greece. Watching what's going on in Venezuela. I'm watching what's going on in Canada. I watch everything. I mean, we can't just be in a bubble. And, you know, it was interesting. When I was at Talkers Magazine conference, they were talking about, who would be the next president and pros and cons with the candidates and things like that. There was a bunch of discussions we had with that. But, you know, one thing I had said, and I've told you guys this, I would not want to be the next president if I was Trump or Hillary. Because what's happening in Venezuela and Greece, I mean, it's obviously going to happen here. Okay? I mean, we are so ripe for the worst depression ever. You know, there's so many jobs now being automated. I'm hearing this over and over and over again, how we're starting to see fast food and restaurants and so many industries where you just go up to a kiosk. And these kiosks are taking the place of workers. We got the baby boomers that are going to be growing out of their, you know, single family residences, and there's not enough of us, you know, post baby boomer generation to fill those up and to purchase those homes. So we're going to have a housing glut. And, you know, seeing Sports Chalet close down. Yeah, I've been going to the sales and seeing these big, you know, companies start to close down, and they anchor these huge commercial real estate strip malls. We're going to have a commercial real estate glut. So that trifecta is going to hit us so fast. And at the same time, I mean, we're talking months. I mean, and it's going to snowball very quickly once the legislation passes for increasing minimum wage. And even though I think most of us agree that minimum wage has to increase, the fact that something's going to pass, okay, even if it's over many years, you have a lot of employers going, I need to start preparing now. And I've told you guys this, even as doctors, I mean, we're going to be automated. There's going to be some firm, some headquarters in a foreign country that is going to have practitioners available for you that you dial in or Skype to. And it's going to be outsourced because it's going to be cheaper to do in foreign countries. And these companies are going to provide you medical care out of the country. You have no idea it's out of the country. You think you're talking to somebody in country. It doesn't matter. And you have no idea. And doctors like me, we're going to be out of a job. It's not good. It's not good at all. So I apologize if some of you guys don't like my talking about what's going on in Venezuela or whatever, but, you know, my show isn't just about health, okay, and cholesterol and prostate and your uvula, okay? My job is to look after your health. And a bad economy, a crisis, a recession, a depression, production due to lack of raw materials, this all affects our health, okay? This does. You know, and so it's all relevant. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we got a lot more medical news. Letting a baby cry it out, okay, it's not harmful. Now they're saying let the baby do it. Also, apparently fraternities haven't really gotten the memo that drinking's bad, and we're seeing more and more university drinking than we ever have. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.